Just do it today. Do it today. What am I talking about? I'm talking about that thing that you keep thinking other people are going to do for you, or you're just kind of waiting for that phone call, or you're waiting for the universe to deliver you that moment where all of a sudden you can do it. So what I mean by that is, I'll give you a little story. So I've been speaking at events and conferences about 2.5 years now. And all the speaking gigs that I've had, it's because some of you have reached out to me, companies have reached out to me, corporations. And so I've just kind of sat here and it's been fun for me. I've done some of them over Zoom. I've done some in person. I'm doing an event later this year for Blue Cross where I talk to Michael Phelps, and I'm going to be talking about One Decision, the last book I wrote. And that's, I think, in Kansas City. And I've come to realize that the more I've spoken, the more I've enjoyed it. And it's fun to get to know different people and show up. But I've kind of been in this holding pattern. And what I mean by that is I've kind of put feelers out and so that I could get more speaking gigs. I don't have representation. And it just kind of has come to me organically. And one person initially was going to kind of represent me. COVID hit and it kind of fell off. I mean, maybe I'm just not famous enough. Maybe they have to reprioritize, you know, maybe they're, who knows the reason. But I kind of explored that avenue. It didn't work out. And I've also hit up a bunch of different people and they were kind of like, yeah, we'll get you someone, or we may have known of someone, but nothing happened. And today, I was like, how hard is it for me to just Google top speaking bureaus, call them myself, start to get a little more information? And so I called one speaking bureau and I said, hi, I'd like to be represented, and I'm taking meetings and wanting to speak to different speaking bureaus. And the woman said, well, we have a voice message that you can listen to that'll explain the qualifications in order to kind of have a chance of us representing you. Or I can transfer you to someone's voicemail. So first she transferred me. I left a voice message. I listened to the recording. And just do it today. What am I waiting for? If I want to do speaking, get on Google, look up the top 20 places, organize an email. And sure, some of them may not want to represent me. The reality is, some of these places have never heard of me. And so it's a little bit like when I'm saying, yeah, I've written a New York Times bestselling book and I'm on Dr. Phil and I'm looking for representation. And for me, what I've realized is the hustle, you always got to have the hustle and have the same humility that we had when we first started. I know for myself and some of you, you maybe have been doing what you've been doing for a long time. And so you know you're really good at what you do. And so with that comes a level of experience. And it comes with a level of like, wow, I worked really hard to get to where I am today. And so the idea of working really hard in a whole new arena or in a whole new category is not fun. We may believe that we're going to get rejected. We may believe we have any sort of story. I had a belief that like, oh, I'm not big enough to be represented by these big agencies. I need to somehow, I don't know, have millions of followers online and people chanting my name, I suppose. But then I looked at their websites and looked at the different people they had speaking for them. And I was like, oh yeah, I could speak for some of these agencies. And what I'm trying to explain to you is we have the luxury today where we don't have to wait for other people to pursue or follow our passions. And we never know where it's going to end up. It would be very easy for me. Look, I have people who work for me. I could hand it off. I could have other people just figure out how to get me a speaking agent. But at the end of the day, it's my responsibility. It doesn't make it any easier to grow or to evolve or to get something done today unless you make a decision. I have a home gym, okay? It's the same reason why people who used to listen to Suzanne Summers and the Thighmaster maybe would buy the Thighmaster and never really use it. Just because you have access to something does not mean you're going to do it today. Just because you have access to the internet does not mean that you're going to look into different ways to enhance your life. And so I realized today, and I know that life is short, and I know that we only have so much time on this planet. And as I was Googling and talking to these different speaking agencies, I went, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Like, why have I been trying to rely on other people to do this for me when I could pick up the phone? Like, who am I to believe, oh, this is where I'm at in my career, so I should have other people pick up the phone for me? It's like, no, I can do it. I can get rejected if someone doesn't want to work with me. And what I would suggest to you is that thing that you're kind of waiting for someone to call you for that moment, that opportunity. That may happen, but you could also get what you want a lot quicker. And by the time you get that phone call, you'll be more prepared. Because part of the journey, you know, like the destination is the journey. And I'm sharing with you this example because hopefully this will help you understand that just because an opportunity arises doesn't mean that you're fully prepared. So let's say I call 20 different agencies and I come to find out how they work, how they modeled, what I could learn. All of a sudden, what happens is you get that experience. So by the time the phone call comes in, you're better prepared.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Tony.
Yes.
What have you been holding off on that you need to do? Tony's my videographer, content creator. What have you been holding off on? Lies. Whenever you give me that look, you know, by the way, whenever you go,
because I'm thinking,
I don't really have anything.
No, I actually do.
Tell me.
I've been putting off on projects that I've worked on in the past. I feel like I have things that I've worked on that I've held off on it, which I know I shouldn't.
Like what?
Like videos that I've recorded already. All right, I got a perfect example.
No, but you want to, but Tony, you're wanting to pursue acting. You were a week ago, so I don't know if this, okay, but hold on, stay with me. You want to be a big actor, do you not? Would that change it? For the last few years, you were like, yes, I want to act. You've gone to auditions.
But that's not like my go-to isn't like to be a big actor. Like I've never dreamed of like, oh my God, I want to be a big actor.
Why not?
I don't feel like it's not like my destiny to pursue acting. Like I would love to do directing one day over acting, but I've gotten caught in like the social media stuff where it's like, I enjoy it. I love it. But to say, oh my God, I want to be a big actor one day.
You don't?
No.
Then why do you go to auditions?
Because it's something that's different. I don't know. I'm in my 20s, so I'm like, I feel like I want to just explore. Like, I've never done an audition. I've never been on a show.
Do you think it's possible for you to be a big actor?
I think it's possible if I really
want. But you don't want it.
Maybe not now. I don't want it. Those aren't my goals right now, to be a big actor.
Do you have any proof that you wouldn't be a big actor?
No. I mean, a proof that I wouldn't be?
Yeah, like, do you think it would have happened by now, or like?
Nah, I mean, I for sure would have to take like acting classes and stuff. Maybe that's another thing that I'm putting off on.
Do you feel like you're good enough to be a big actor?
I feel like I can be good enough if I really pursued it and if I really, you know.
But you don't want it.
As of now, no.
Are you being completely honest?
Yeah, I am. It's people ask me that. They're like, "What? Do you consider yourself an actor?" And I'm like, "Well, like, I don't. Like, I post videos on social media and I have fun doing it, but I've never really thought of like me being an actor. I feel like that's such a.
Yeah, but you're acting in your videos. Yeah,
but I feel like being an actor is such a high, like, it's like, it puts a lot of pressure. Where I'm like, oh man, that's like a big title, like an actor.
So you believe that calling yourself an actor means that there's a lot of expectation? Like, what?
You got to be good.
So you don't want to call yourself an actor, even though you act in your videos.
Yeah.
Because if you call yourself an actor, is there levels? Like,
yeah,
there's a criteria.
Yeah.
So would you say you're not a good actor?
I'm all right.
Are you not?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Like a C.
Yeah, I'm like a C. Yeah, I'm like a solid C. Maybe
you're okay
C. Maybe
with that.
A C plus. Yeah, I am. Okay. I think if I really wanted to pursue acting, then I would for sure take classes and, you know, go to acting classes and whatnot.
But if you were so focused on directing and that was just your jam, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I think, I don't know, just from knowing you, wouldn't you then be way more pushing your directing? You don't, besides saying your name on social media is Tony Directs.
Yeah.
You never go, this is a Tony Directs director. You never push that thing. You push you 1,000 times more than you push directing.
Because I told myself that I always wanted to have a platform the day that I end up directing something really big. Like, I want to have my own support group.
But you couldn't have that as a director?
I could eventually build up to it, but why not already have it when I decide to direct something really big?
Do you think you'll be a big director?
I can see that, yeah.
Okay. And do you think you're a good director now?
I'm all right. Need some work.
Okay. So you don't want to be a big actor and you're not a good actor. You're saying you're so-so.
I'm a C plus.
Okay. And you could be a big director, but you're so-so at directing.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's what you believe, why would you like take risks to be great?
Because I love it. I don't know. I enjoy it. It's something that I honestly enjoy. Like, I feel like one day I can become someone, you know, big in the
majority. You already are.
I mean, I don't know. I never like to, like, you know how like someone can give you a compliment and some people can be like, oh, thank you. Like, I never like to believe that I'm like up here. I like to keep myself down below
other people
sometimes. Yeah,
because
I feel like a part of it humbles me to where I don't get ahead of myself. Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense to you. I guess what I'm saying is, it's, look, I'm similar, right? I believe I could be an amazing speaker. I think I'm good.
I think you're great.
Okay. But I don't think I'm so-so. And I haven't been doing it as long as you've been doing acting or directing, okay? It's new for me. But I don't believe I'm so-so. Like, I believe, I'm like, put me in with the big dogs. Let's go, right? Like, because that's how I'm going to learn, and put me in with those fish. Don't put me with the goldfish. Put me in with the whales. You know, let's go.
Yeah.
Right. Like that event I recently did where like they had someone for like Shark Tank and all that. I'm like, good, put me in, you know, because I'm like, let's, it just raises our own game. Right. And I, in a similar way, like would just kind of wait to see what unfolds in the universe. Like, oh yeah, things come in and it's cool and it could happen, but then I'm not really making a whole lot of decisions outside of like what I'm currently doing to actually set myself up to be great.
Mm.
And I think like if, for me, like if I'm honest, it's so much easier just waiting for the universe to present instead of like making a decision today to lead towards a greatness for myself. It's not for other people. It's just, you know, making those calls to the different speaking bureaus and being able to send emails to their info line and talking to the person who's in the mailroom. What it does as well is like, it gets my name through all these. So who knows, maybe I'll work with them in 2 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe some I'll work with today. But I think like, if I just wait, nothing happens. You know, like I'm really fortunate that Dr. Phil came into my life when he did. And he asked me to go on Dr. Phil. And then he told me, Mike, you need to write a book. And Mike, you know, I'm going to keep having you on television. But that's like a unicorn, right? Like those don't come around all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making, just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I realized that like in the last few years, because I've been so grateful for these opportunities, is like I'm coasting. I'm getting really comfortable, like in terms of like get not, I'm not talking about like social media or podcasts or empowerment groups or like, I'm talking about like when you get paid for something, there's an expectation. You know, when you're not paid well, there's not a lot of pressure. So it's like if somebody were to pay you for directing a lot of money, it's a different level that you're forced to commit to do it. But you're not going after directing gigs, right? Like you're not trying to make decisions that would lead you up to like directing a big project. And that's why, like, to me, hearing that's super helpful to understand, because I assumed you wanted to be an actor because of how you portray yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
It's something that just kind of fell on my lap where I was like, oh. But you never know. You never know. Where I feel like everything that I do right now is going to prepare me for the future to where they always say a good director knows what it's like to be in the shoes of like an actor.
Yeah.
Like they always say, like, you know, I feel like everything that I'm doing right now is preparing me for something in the future.
So is there anything you could do today that would prepare you for becoming a greater director that you could do today?
Right. We're starting to write more scripts.
It would be writing scripts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be like a huge thing.
I think it's like, it's anything in life though. It's like, I talked to, I do jiu-jitsu and I have a wonderful professor, Professor Cobrina.
Amazing.
And he talked to me about, I was like, hey, like I'm doing all this jiu-jitsu, but I'm really not lifting weights and because it's exhausting. And he's like, you need to create a structure for your own stretching and wellness in the morning. And structure is just so helpful in terms of us like actually getting what we want. Because when we are just in day-to-day life, it's almost like the focus goes away. And what we all don't do is the very thing that we're capable of doing. Like, we can make decisions today to be great, but we have to do decisions today that are great, you know? And I guess I was just coming down to the podcast room. I was like, yeah, I just want to say that, just because I know that, like, if I get stuck, a lot of other people are just stuck going through the motions in life. And, you know, it doesn't, like, for example, me calling the speaking bureaus and looking them up, like, in my head while I was doing it, I was like, why didn't I do this 2 years ago? And the reason why is I didn't want to do the work. I didn't want to have phone calls. I just thought, oh, I'll just attract it. But after a while, if we don't attract what we want, we have to go get it.
Mm.
It's just not going to come. And so hopefully, if you're listening, it encourages you to just get after it today. I still have to do it every day. You know, the coach needs to get coached for real. So I'll keep you all abreast of where this goes with me making these phone calls, these emails. Sounds like Tony's kind of just sorting through whether or not he wants to be great, which, by the way, it's okay. You know, like, there's no judgment. I don't mean to be sarcastic with you, but I just think, like, I think it's important to own it. Like, I think it's important to, like, yes, I want to be great at blank, because then we have, the thing is, we have to take risks when we do that. And that's why we often go, well, I don't want to end up here, and then go, uh-oh, I don't want this anymore. It's like, yeah, so you just get there and go, oh, I learned a lot. Let me go over here. But I think you're great. I think you're a great actor. I think you're great at directing. You've helped me with content. I've worked around all sorts of different directors. So the only difference that I find, besides like someone who has more experience, is just how they believe in themselves.
True.
So,
and thank you for that. And you said you're good, but I think you're an amazing speaker.
Well, thank you.
Because I've, you know, even though that was something that we were supposed to, this year was supposed to be about, but it's all good because I feel like there's speaking.
Oh, I'm ready to do it now.
Oh, I know.
The thing is, like, I spent a lot working with clients, like time, energy, and now, like, I'm writing books and I'm wanting to put together different programs and such, but, like, I don't want to go back to working like in Hollywood with, like, you know, that. And it's not that I have to either. I feel like it's more enjoyable and I have more to offer instead of just one-on-one, like in Hollywood with a person. I would rather, or a sports team or whatever, I'd rather work with like the masses and have more impact. It's just more enjoyable. So thanks for listening to Always Evolving. Let me know what, you know, you got to start doing today. I came up with a jingle as I was walking down here. It's not the best song, but it's like, you got to make it happen today. I don't know. I lost it though. I had a whole jingle in my head. It was like from like 80s sitcom vibe in the background. But thanks for listening. Shoot me a text. Let me know what you're going to start doing today, or what you've been holding back on, or what you need to get your ass in gear on. And let's just get it done. All right. Keep it magical. The Always Evolving with Coach Mike Bear podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended as a replacement or substitution for any professional, medical, financial, legal, or other advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This podcast does not constitute the practice of medicine or any other professional service. The use of any information provided during this podcast is at the listener's own risk. For medical or other advice appropriate to your specific situation, please consult a physician or other trained professionals.